الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, where Allah Ta'ala has prescribed fasting, made it farz for us. Allah has in various ways made it very easy for us, that we can accept it wholeheartedly. And really, fasting is such a thing by which a person gets great, great benefits. Like children, if you want to give them some medicine, and they don't want to take it, or anything which is not sweet, which is a bit bitter, but it's very good for them. So you try and coax them, you prepare them that they must have it, so that they can get the benefit of it finally. Like that, Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us, this great medicine of fasting, take it. You find it a bit hard for you, your nafs does not like it, but it's great, great benefits. And this fasting, if we do it as it is required from us, one is the fast according to masalat, and that is very simple. Just like Hajj, Al-Hajj Al-Wukuf. Hajj, the whole Hajj is just the Wukuf, it's the very basic and essence of Hajj. You just do that, your Hajj will be done. But what to get the benefits of all the Hajj, the virtues, do it properly. And mashallah, there are still people who go and do their Hajj properly according to Sunnah. Though with all the modern system, it has become quite difficult. But there are still people who uphold it. And then they get the full benefit of Hajj also. Not only according to Masala, that your Hajj is done, you're a Haji now. According to Shariat also. But all the great, great Anwarat, the great, great Barakat, the great Rahmat, all that is also acquired. So Roza also, we keep it, that we stay away from our food and drink, and that also halal food and drink we are staying away from. And we are staying away from our halal wife. So the roza will be done, but the anwarat, the barakat, when we keep the roza with all the other requirements which the Sufia have written, and one that we have discussed, that is the roza of the eye, that we don't look at anything which is haram. When we are staying away, and it should be logically so easy for us, when even your own wife, who is 100% halal for you, and you should not engage with her in such a way that is that goes over the limit in roza. You can hold her, you can kiss her also, but don't go to such an extent that you'll go over the limit, even with your halal wife. When that is not permitted with your halal wife, then how can haram be permitted? By looking at a haram woman, fantasizing about her, and today the great curse in a sense of the cell phone, that all is you are watching what and what on there. So all that we should try and avoid completely, roza of the eyes. And a simple way of keeping a control, getting control of our eyes, is Allah Ta'ala has given us a very great gift, which to some extent we have discussed, and that is namaz. If we correct our namaz, Allah declares Himself, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. When your namaz is a namaz, what is called a namaz, not an exercise, not just the outward form of namaz, but a namaz which is as such, which is called iqamat salah, with all the requirements of salah, that namaz will stop you tanha anil fahsha, all shameless, all sins of all types of evil, immodesty, anil fahsha wal munkar, and all things which are regarded as munkar, detestable things, according to Shariat also, by the standards which Allah has set, and by people also. Namaz will make you a perfect human being. In fact, namaz will make you that person who is superior than the malaika also. And we can understand this. We know what is the quality of our namaz, how much concentration, devotion we got. But everyone at the end of his namaz, his namaz has brought him to such a level that he is making dua for the farishta. And when we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, our niyat is the kiram and katibin, firstly. And then if we are making individually, if it is with jamaat, then all who are on the right, the imam, which side he is, etc. But now namaz has made you that you are saying Assalamu alaikum, peace upon you, wa rahmatullah, and the barakah and the rahmat of Allah. To who are you saying? To the kiram and katibin. In other words, Allah is, like for example, if you tell somebody to make dua for you and that person feels, I'm a very big sinner, he feels guilty, how can I make dua for you? You are a pious person, you must make dua for me. The malaika are pure beings. But yeah, namaz brought us to that level that we are now making dua for the kiram and katibin on both sides. So this is a great thing, namaz. So namaz is that if we do it properly, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. And Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That those believers have become already successful. It's in the past tense. And the word falah means every type of success. The first condition is أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have got devotion, concentration in their salah. Then Allah describes various other conditions also. And the last one again, Allah repeats, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who look after their namaz. And hifazat, to look after something. And if somebody gives you an amanat, somebody leaves a bag and say, just look after it. Now looking after it is not you taking a walk away from there and in engaging in other conversation. Or today you'll be so busy on your cell phone, somebody picks up the bag and goes away, you don't know also. Hifazat of it is to look after it properly. So to look after our namazes, to make sure we make them on the time properly, our wudu is correct. So this is namaz. So namaz is that great ibadah. If we do our namaz correctly, just consider this one incident. Once there was a nikah here in the masjid, it was on a Sunday, and they requested we must say some words. So we said some words, and Allah put it that we discussed this part also, that one mustahab of namaz, at the most it will be a sunnah, that when you are standing, you look at your sajda place. And when you make ruku, you look at on your feet. And when you go into sajda, then you look, you focus on the tip of your nose. Though nobody, even now, we all can try to see our nose, which is right below our eyes, but yet we can't see our nose. So you focus on the tip of your nose. When you are in a sitting position, you look in your left. And when you make salam, then you look at the kiram and katibin. Not at all the people who are on the right or all who are on the left. You just look at the kiram and katibin. A person who will do this in namaz, which is a mustahab of namaz, then Allah will protect his gazes outside namaz. So this was said and it was finished. After about 2 months, one friend of ours, he phoned and he said that, I had this great weakness in me, that my eyes were totally out of control, looking at women all the time. And he was really a pious person, a person observing deen, sharia, very much in jamaat work also, and very much given to making khidmat of buzurgs, of our elders. So he said that, because of this weakness, and I didn't want to, I hated myself for committing the sin, I made a second nikah also, just to save myself from looking at other women. But it still persisted. I still kept on looking. But I followed this prescription for 2 months. Now 100% my eyes are under control. So if this is of namaz, this one thing which is a mustahab, at the most a sunnah, then if our whole namaz is correct, we can't imagine what it will deliver and what it will do for us. On one occasion, in the Markaz Nizamuddin, they were having meal, and a person serving water with a glass and a jug. So the glass fell from his hand. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. This glass falling is an indication that your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz is done properly, your whole deen will come properly. When your deen is correct, your dunya will be corrected. And then your akhirat also will be corrected. So all we have to make effort is on our namaz. So while we are here, and or at all times, make this effort and regard it that when in my, while standing, if I looked a bit this way, askance, that now I've made bad nazri. Bad nazri is to look at haram. Take it for ourselves like that, that I've done a great wrong. And in our heart, make tawbah, istighfar. When we are making salam, if I looked at anyone on this side, or like in our masjid here, the clocks are on the two sides, the watches. When you, especially Tarawih time, when you're making salam, you're seeing also that how long the imam took to make his two rakats or his four rakats. Then also regard it that I have now done a great wrong, that I have looked, though you just looked at the watch. In other words, make sure that our eyes are focused correctly in namaz and see that out of namaz, how Allah will protect our eyes. Then another aspect of the eyes that we must not look at ghair mahram. Woman must not look at man. Man must not look at woman. Both sides. It's not only for man. It's for woman also. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, what is the best thing for a woman? He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who was sitting there. Nobody had an answer. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala went home and asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the great honorable daughter of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. She said, the best thing for a woman is that no mahr, ghair mahram, no other man see her, and she does not see any other man. That is the best. When he reported this to Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, he said, Fatima, biz'un minni. Biz'atun minni. Fatima is part of me. That she could only give such an answer. So this is what how it should come. Just to understand this, make it a bit more clearer. One time, our Shaykh's son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, had to take his mother, Ammi Jan, for some work, some government work for something. So he took her, brought her back, work was completed. He dropped her right in front of the door of the house. And he told her, you can go now. She got off and he went to park the car, whatever he did. Afterwards she became so angry on him. She said, where you dropped me? She said, right in front of him. She didn't know this is the door of my house also. The outside world she didn't know at all. Forget looking at other men, strange men or something. Then the little children or somebody, she asked them and then they took her in. So a woman has to stay like this. And the Afghanistan woman, who the animals of the animal kingdom regard them as very backward, very idiotic or very stupid or whatever things they say. And very unfortunately, Muslim people who got that frame of mind of the animals of the West, we also say those things. But those very women, they are the ones with that iman of theirs, which they put in their children, and they defeated not only the superpower now, but three superpowers. Britain three times they came, and they defeated them. Russians came and defeated them. Now America came with NATO, about 50 countries alliance, and defeated them also. It is only on this iman. And that is when they live and they say, we never gave any preference to worldly education. Not secular. Secular is haram. Secular is another name for atheism, where in which Allah is denied. The existence of Allah is denied. Religion is denied. Worldly education is permissible. To have the knowledge about things of dunya, we have to eat, we have to have houses, we have to have clothes. But that also, they did not worry about that. They gave their children Quran and Hadith education. And the power of Quran and Hadith defeated all these empires. And all these, what they call themselves, the superpowers. So this is this Quran Sharif. This is what we have to try in. In this is power. those who make their namaz correctly. So for a woman, that she must not guarding our gazes. Women who are in parda and their eyes are covered, they got a niqab over their eyes. Very easy for them to be looking at other men and nobody knows they are looking. If a man is looking at other woman, you can make it out. You can see from his eyes that he's looking at other woman and he's doing something haram. But for a woman, and they may appear very pious and they've got their whole burqa, everything, and their niqab also. But if they are looking, and only Allah knows. Therefore, for this command, Allah gave everywhere, almost every command, Allah gave it to the man, and the woman were included in that. Aqimi salah, establish and perfect your namaz. Allah gave it, it's according to grammar, it's an address, the male that is used, not a command for the female. But they are included everywhere. But this command of the eyes, Allah distinctly gave it to the woman separately. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. And say to the believing woman also that they must cast their gazes low. So this is a very important command. And if we want goodness in our life and we want the reality of deen, our eyes have to be pure. When our eyes are pure, then we will see pure Allah. And we will see pure aqaid and deen. And we will see the value of deen. If our eyes are dirty, if our eyes are like when we wake up in the morning, if there's all that, muck, gijar, which is in the eyes, then you can't see properly. You have to rub it out first. Then you can see. Our eyes are filled with all this dunya schools. And we give preference to atheists. Now with the virus, what the scientists said, what atheists say, we gave preference to that. What the government said, we got influence with the media. What the work of media is just to take people in wrong direction. And we got influence with them. And we also say the media is full of lies. But yet we fell for all the lies. And the other side, Quran Sharif, which is pure. So this only, if our eyes are pure, our minds are pure, then we can see the correct thing. That what Allah Ta'ala has promulgated, what Allah has taught, what is Pak Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, we will opt for that way. Otherwise we will also, our vision will be blurred and we won't see things correctly. So our eyes, to have them purified, then we can see pure deen. With dirty eyes, you can't see the beauty of deen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then there is another aspect also of our eyes that we have to control. And that is, do not look down upon anyone. And this is it, to look down upon anyone, that if our eyes are dirty and we are looking at other women, that is a destroyer. We won't make progress in our tasawwuf. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, whose main emphasis was on the control of the eyes. And Hazrat should say, if you don't control your eyes, then where are you going to progress in tasawwuf? Where are you going to make ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala? And the control of the eyes, which Hazrat really was referring to, not looking at strange women, whether it is on the road, whether it is in shopping malls, at airports or at any place, or unfortunately today on the cell phone, that nobody knows also, in your privacy you are watching and you are, and how many of us, we are bluffing the family. After Isha till late we are sitting on the internet, we are sitting on the phone, we are saying we are doing this work, that work, but we are watching one film, after that another film, and dirty films also we are watching. Hey, that person, how can he progress? But worse than that is when we look down upon somebody. That is even worse. That is terrible. It is, you can say the worst thing, but worse than worse also is this when we look down upon somebody. And this also is so common. We just see a person and we start thinking one weakness of his we came to know. And we just write him off because of this weakness. We look down upon him. And his thousands of good qualities, we don't even consider them. That what good qualities he has got. This is how nafs and shaitan, who is the twin brother of nafs, and he aids the nafs very, very greatly. And they both of them just attack us. And I must be thinking I'm very pious, and that I've got now the authority to look down upon somebody. And this is, as soon as you look down on somebody, you have fallen from the eyes of Allah. And a person who has fallen from the eyes of Allah, there is no chance for that person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, تَحْقِيرُ مَتْكَرْ اے زَاهِدِ نَادَى. Oh, you who think you are a very big zahid, a person who exercises abstinence from dunya, you don't indulge in permissible things of dunya also. You are very, very kosher, and you stay away from every type of adornment, every type of beauty, every type of even permissible things. But you know, I don't want to. And you look down upon somebody else. That person, what do you know? Hazrat says, he might have made tawbah. And because of his tawbah, his position is very great by Allah. And you are involved in a big sin, looking down upon somebody. On one occasion, to explain this a little bit, a person living in a village was lived a very, very bad life. All whatever type of sin you could think was in his life. He passed away, and nobody came for his janazah because of his terrible condition. No neighbors, no family, no friends, not the imam, nobody came. When his body was lying in the house for 3 days now, his wife thought that his body is now going to blow up and then burst, and then diseases will spread. So she called 4 laborers, paid them money and told them, take him, and as you people know, you give ghusl to him. And when you have given ghusl, you put on the shroud kafan, and ordinary laborers, they won't even know the muscle aspects in any way, whatever, as you can think, deem first, you do it. Put on his shroud, his kafan for him, take him to the qabristan. If there is somebody to read janazah namaz, well and good. Otherwise, bury him without janazah namaz. His body is just going to rot here, and diseases will spread from here. So they prepared him, they took him to the qabristan. At that time, Allah put in the heart of the great wali of the place that my wali janazah is in the qabristan, and you go and perform his janazah namaz. So when the great buzurg, who all people respect and honor, he stood up to go for janazah namaz, everyone joined him. And a huge crowd came there. When they saw whose janazah, they also, but he was instructed, Allah put it in his heart. So he made the janazah namaz, buried him, went straight back to his wife's house and asked her, what kind of a man was your husband? We knew him to be what everyone knew what he was. She says, I also knew him to be like that. But however, he had 2 great qualities in him. One was, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And before he ate, the orphan child must eat. Before he buys clothes for him, for his children, first clothes must be bought for the orphan child. Everything preference, and he looked after the orphan child very well. The other quality he had, he used to come home late, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, drunk, and napak, and in a bad condition. So he sleeps for a little while, gets up, and takes a shower, a bath in cold water, becomes sober, and then he should cry to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. There is nobody as worse, as bad as what I am. Which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? So he was making his tawbah. And at-taibu min az-zamb kaman la zambala. A person who makes tawbah of his gunas is counted amongst those who committed no gunas. Those people who make tawbah in istighfar will be raised with the muttaqeen on the day of Qiyamah. They will be given that honor, those who make their sincere tawbah. So we got no right to look down upon anyone. And what good qualities have we got that we can be exempted and we can get preferential treatment? We know what we are. And we don't know that person, and many such people, they've got great, great qualities. So we must not look down upon anyone. How beautifully is explained that the surah Tabbat Yada is on top of the surah of Qul Hu Allah. But the virtues of Qul Hu Allah are so great. One of the greatest surahs of the Quran Sharif, Surah Ikhlas. So being on top is not virtuous. Like for example, now I'm sitting on top. Doesn't make me virtuous. The bubble in the water, is on top of the water. But the bubble is empty. There is nothing in it. And because you, by virtue of you sitting on top and you looking down, physically you are looking down physically. But if actually in essence you are looking down, that I'm somebody, I'm sitting on top, you just like a bubble, you are empty, you got nothing whatsoever in you. And a bubble, we don't know which moment it splits, it breaks, and then there is nothing of that bubble. So we got no right whatsoever to think we are better than anyone else. So this is also, we must control our eyes, that don't look down upon anyone. Don't think that we are better than anyone. So much so that even the non-believers, we are taught the wazifa. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, Jazahum Allah Khair, Allah reward, Hazrat, over and over, from the teachings of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that every day say this to yourself at least once a day, Hal me, presently. Then take your name, Abdul Hamid. Tamam Musalmanon mein tu sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Presently amongst all the Muslims you are the worst. Because you don't know that whoever that person who is not keeping one roza also, and is far from deen, but he's got some such quality which Allah loves, like we mentioned of that incident, and he has got a high position by Allah. And you might be outwardly full of deen, but you might have one such quality which Allah hates. Like you think yourself better than others. You might be miserly. You might be very hard in your approach of things, and Allah does not like that. Whatever it might be, you might be doing the right thing, but you are doing it in the wrong way. You are even training your wife and your children, but you are too harsh. You have got the iron fist, etc. Anything, where Allah knows. So you got no right to think of yourself better than anyone else. So hal mein tamam musalmanon mein Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Aur maal ke aitibar se, and as far as mort is concerned, tamam janwaron aur kafiron mein Abdul Hamid to sabse battar hai. You are worse than all animals also and all non-believers also. Now this is not easy to understand. You have got iman and you are making namaz and you think you are worse than even the non-believers. The explanation of it is, that is, as far as mort is concerned, maal ke aitibar se, and nobody got guarantee is going to die on iman. We don't know. And that person who is a kafir today, how his mort comes, we don't know. It can come. Once in America, before all this COVID, and that's not so long ago, two patients in a hospital, a Muslim and a non-Muslim. Visiting hours was, people used to come and visit, not like in COVID and all that. So many Muslims got plenty visitors. Lot of visitors came. And the non-Muslim, no visitor came. So after they all went away, this non-Muslim asked this Muslim man, that how come for you so many people? So he explained, our deen teaches, you must go and visit the sick. To give, go and visit them, encourage them, give them consolement, and give them du'as, etc. It's a great virtue. A person who goes in the morning to visit the sick, 70,000 malaika angels make du'a for him till the night. And if you go at night, till the morning. So they are great virtues. So he said, can't I also become a Muslim? He said, no problem. You also become. Read kalima. La ilaha illallah. And usually we know that for non-Muslims, even just to read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is just the words also, is a more bigger challenge. So he couldn't, and he's practicing, and he's forgetting, and he's asking him, he's trying. As soon as he got it right, he passed away. He read the kalima, and he passed away. So what we know, how we going to pass away, and who we thinking as so evil, what we know, what is his mort going to be. And not one, two cases like this, innumerable cases. So we must not look down upon anyone whatsoever, in any way whatsoever. And this is how shaitan attacks a righteous person, who became righteous now, pious, and what we came for, our Islam, and we came for nisbat with Allah, contact with Allah Ta'ala, connection with Allah, and that came into us. But then shaitan is not going to leave us. We know the famous instance of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, that right to his last breath, he was like in a coma. But he's saying, not yet, not yet. His son asked him, that Abba, at this time on your mouth and you are saying, not yet, what is this? You have to be reading Kalima. He says, Shaitan tells me, Ahmad, you have saved yourself from my clutches. You got away from me. I said, not yet, till my last moment and breath does not come out on Iman. And at that time, Shaitan comes in the form of your father. In the form, he's a jinn, and jinn can make their forms like anyone else besides Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They can't make the form like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll come in the form of your mother, your father, that your religion you were following was not right. I know now, I've died so long. So who can get himself saved? Only Allah's father. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah alayhi, when he was passing away, Shaitan came and proved to him that Allah does not exist. He was a great scholar. He gave 99 proofs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Every proof of his Shaitan was breaking. And now at the end, then he heard a voice that say, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now which proof is Shaitan going to break? And this is what is yaqeen. That without proof, like that, with proof a person believes, his belief is very flimsy. It can be broken very easily. But when you believe yaqeen, this is my conviction. You're not even an alim. You don't even know how to read Quran Sharif, but you've got that conviction in you. And the masses have got this. And many times, the learned are deprived of this. Their iman is on their arguments, on the basis of their knowledge, etc. It's not on the basis of that conviction. Your conviction. الَّذِينِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Iman is referred to at the beginning. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ إِيقَان Yaqeen is required. Conviction. One person wanted to debate with Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik initially agreed. Then he told him that I'm not prepared to debate with you. Because what is a debate? A debate is both sides will present their arguments. And the person whose argument is more stronger and convincing. And the principle of debate is then the person who has been proved wrong. He must accept what the person said, what is right. So he said, by the power and strength of your eloquence, your arguments, your discussions you will present, you can overpower me. And then after that, I have to follow you. Now both of us, we are on one side. We have got our belief, and somebody else comes now. And they come with a different idea. And they debate with us. And then he has got a more stronger way of presenting his arguments. Much more firm and strong he is. And he overpowers us. And we got no answer. So we'll have to follow him again. So he said, that type of yaqeen and belief and iman which keeps on changing, I don't subscribe to that. I've got my yaqeen on one Allah, on my deen, on Islam. Whatever arguments are presented means nothing to me. I believe in Allah. And that is, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if somebody has to claim nabuwat today, that he's a nabi, and you ask him for what is your proof of that, you lose your iman. Iman must be so much that even if he proves himself, it doesn't mean anything. My iman, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born in Makkah Sharif, the Nabi of Allah is the last and final Nabi. And no Nabi can come after him, and he is 100% Allah's Nabi. Mi'raj, no matter how people can try and prove it wrong, but my yaqeen is on Mi'raj. Physically, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body form, Mi'raj took place. Every command of Allah, all the capital punishments which are mentioned, 100% they are correct. Everything of Quran Sharif, the laws of inheritance, interest is haram, it's final, it is haram. Full conviction, without any argument and proof also. Usually, the ulama have arguments, they have studied all the proofs, the public haven't got, but without proof also, this is our belief. And what's your proof also? Our belief, more than our proof of it, is that your conviction in the heart, that yaqeen and that iqan. So we must not look down upon anyone. We must respect every person in that sense. If they're doing all wrong and that, we don't respect the wrong they are doing. We respect the person as he is. If your parents command you to do wrong, then even if they are non-believers, you don't do the wrong at all. You don't subscribe to that at all. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. As far as dunya matters, you will still respect them. But you won't subscribe to anything. So the balance also must be there. Not just now that we don't look down. Many ulama today, our ulama are getting away with this. Getting away with murder. They say all the wrong things and then they say don't judge the person. He's got a lot of good qualities also in him. That the wrong he said, they cover themselves up with this, that don't judge the person. And you don't know that he's got so many other good qualities, but the wrong is wrong, 100%. And you cannot subscribe to it also. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't accept any wrong what they say, even your parents. So we must not look down upon any person. Another word, the guna of the eyes, that is, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't look at the outward glory and outward pomp and outward things of the other people. Whoever it can be, even Muslims, Allah gave them a lot of dunya, don't look at their dunya. Don't look at the dunya of other people. So that also we must control our eyes. Look at the great dawlat, the great treasure, wealth of iman which Allah has given us. When we were in driving, there was one old worker. He had a very good way of approaching. If any person had some difficulty came on him, became ill or something, he should say, make shukr. You are in difficulty. You are sick. You lost your money. You lost your passport. It's a big worry for you. He say, make shukr. Your iman is still intact. Don't look at the small thing. Look at the very big thing. Your iman is still intact. Usually we are overtaken. My wallet got lost. I lost my passport and it's a big problem for me. But what is the big thing? Your iman is still intact. You are still a Muslim. You are still making namaz. So we should all realize, don't look at the things of the people of this dunya. Look at the reality of real values, core value, things that have got great value, our iman, our Islam. So we, and how is it possible for a person with great position to admire a person who is in filth and dirt? This dunya, what is dunya? Mata'ul hayat dunya. It is mata'. Mata', in our language here, scroplap. That dirty rag we use to clean up things. We just take your benefit of it to clean up the dirt for whatever there was. This is what is dunya. Dunya, and we are admiring their dunya. We are admiring their filth and dirt. How can a mu'min, a person who has got iman, who has got his trust in Allah and his belief in Allah, and the great honorable Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we giving preference because this person got so many shops, he's got so many houses, so many businesses, he's got the university degrees which mean nothing whatsoever. This person, the height of a university degree is your PhD, doctorate. And what is a PhD? Well, he's got permanent head damage. Permanently his head is now gone. He just, all the wrong things he accepts. What who say, who is who? But who say something to the government, government say, all accept it. That is now. Or just go with the flow of the media. Or that person who is a PhD, Phera Wadima, whose head is turned upside down. And he sees everything wrong. So that is the height of their education. Yeah, a person who reads Alif, the Alif of Allah. Where can that PhD ever be compared with the person who knows the Alif of the name of Allah? He has got great. Where Ustad is sitting with two children and teaching them Alif Ba Ta Tha. His position is so much more greater than all that big university buildings and lecture halls and what all that preparation and textbooks, and now with all the modern way of teaching, all that, what can that compare with the child who is leading, learning, and the ustad who is teaching Alif Ba Ta Tha, and all the methods. So let us not look at the things of this dunya. And لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ. That these, we just gave them مَتَّعْنَا, مَتَّعْ, for little while for them to benefit. And such a small benefit that they will also realize before mort. at the time of Maut in the Qabr and Akhirah, how stupid we were. We were doing all the wrong things, all the filthy, and we thought we are very great. They will realize it clearly. We were in the total wrong. So yeah, Allah has informed us. Everyone likes to know the future. Just study the Quran and you'll know the future. Those who do amanu wa amilu salihat, falahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah has informed us. And those people who do the wrong, what will be their result? These people will realize it there. Allah told us before time already. And still we are in the dark. How can we be in the dark? When Allah is categorically the Quran Sharif, the absolute kitab of Allah, and every effort is that we must not take the Quran by its word for word. They don't believe in the Quran, just as for every command, every word you accept it. No, use your brains in the Quran. This is what they try and say. But the Quran Sharif, we can't use any brains of ours, any experience of ours. What Allah has said is the final word, is the absolute word. So we must not look at the dunya also. And don't look at anyone who is higher than you in dunya's matters also. In dunya's matters, look at those who have got less than you, you'll make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. And if you look at those who got more than you, then you're not going to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So the eyes and what we look at, and there is a lot of detail. This is the month that we learn to control our eyes. Not to look at any haram whatsoever. Not to look down upon anyone. Not to see what Allah has given the other people of dunya. We control our eyes and then see your eye, when our eyes will become pure. And when your eyes can see properly, if you have got cataract, motia, now you can't see properly. You go for your treatment, you can see properly. We take our spiritual treatment, then you'll see things in the true light. Otherwise, there will be, it will look like a stick that is lying, but it's a snake. And it might be a snake, and you think it's a stick. You'll make big, big mistakes if your eyes are not in order. You look down at the wrong people, and you will think yourself, and you know the person you are looking down upon, it's a possibility. And your weaknesses, which you know, is sure, 100%. You can't see your own faults, which are 100%, and you are looking at the possibility of other people. And not only possibility, but you are prompted by your nafs and shaitan to make all the wrong things attributed to that person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the first roza, that with our basic roza of the eyes also. And in all its aspects. And if we get treatment for that, and our eyes are purified and cleaned, what enjoyment that person will get. Any disease, a person who is a diabetic, and he's getting tired by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he can't do anything, he has to go and take a rest. He gets a little cut, he doesn't want to heal. The wound doesn't want to heal. If he gets freed from his diabetes, and he's now a healthy person, he feels so happy. A person who's got a high, his blood pressure is very high, and it can cause a stroke, or it causes him to get dizzy, or whatever else. He gets relieved of that, he feels so nice. When we get relieved of our spiritual diseases, and one of them, the major one, very big one, is the eyes guna. Get purified and cleared with that, and go out of the ICU, go out of the hospital, the spiritual hospital, cleaned of this, and you will feel, the people, whatever they say, that is afterwards. You yourself, you will feel the greatness and goodness, which is our Islah, which is our connection with Allah. Allah grant it to all of us, inshallah. There are a few announcements to be made.